Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Brian is a changed man today after visiting the Mount Olive Pickle Factory for the first time in his life. Brian, I now have a new theme song for you. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Pickles, pickles, I like pickles. I like them better than an old fudgesicle. Pickles, pickles, I like pickles. Won't you give me a pickle?
I like it. See, you know, sometimes you visit this place and it changes your life. It is one of those truly unique life experiences. Like, what was the one you were talking about earlier today, Sarah?
I went to the Bush's Beans Factory.
Bush's Baked Beans. I went to Bucky's. But Brian was so excited to tell me about this moment Friday. He usually does not call me at 4:30 on Fridays. I'm like, I got to answer this.
Yeah.
And I thought I was talking to a 10-year-old child on the phone because of how excited you were on Friday after this 4-hour experience at Mount Olive Pickles.
That's right. 4 hours at the Mount Olive Pickle Factory will change just about anybody.
Which is
why,
like,
were you there in the first place?
Well, we were only supposed to spend an hour there. We, that would be my co-producer Joe and myself, we went out there to shoot an episode of our new TV show called Look and See. And we were only supposed to spend an hour there. Well, you know us. We got caught up talking to the communications director. We were curious about a million different things. And we ended up spending 4 hours inside of the factory and inside of the Mount Olive Pickle campus,
and
which is a campus.
4 hours?
Whoa.
You know, and for those who are transplants like Brian and I were 8 years ago, if you did not know this, Mount Olive Pickle Company is like the pickle place in our country. It is the pickle manufacturer.
Yeah, they make more pickles for this country than any other pickle retailer.
Did you find out where they grow their cucumbers?
Didn't know that, did you, Kyle?
Do now.
The cucumbers come from all different regions, Sarah. That was one of the most fascinating things is how they time things out.
I bet.
The summer is there. It all has to do with where the sun is, right?
Yes.
And what season. Well, the summertime is really big because the cucumbers come locally. But in April, they get their cucumbers from Mexico. And then they work their way up the East Coast until...
Global business.
Global business. Then once you get to like September, October, you're up in the Northeast. And then when we get into the winter months, then boom, back down into Mexico. And then we do the whole
Brian,
thing again.
I know for you, the moment that really changed your life at Mount Olive Pickle Company is when you saw them coming down the conveyor belt line, right?
Talked about this all morning.
Well, yeah, because
it's funny.
I was watching the whole pickle process, you know, from once it arrives to the factory to when they're put into jars. And I couldn't help but think, God, what a fun life to be a pickle.
In what way is it a fun life to be a pickle?
The life journey inside of the factory. You start on a slide. What a birth. You go down a slide. Ooh, and then you have a bunch of people tickling you, you know. Poking
what do you
ya,
mean, tickling you?
Well, they got to sort them and stuff.
Oh,
so,
I got gotcha. You.
Imagine you start your life going down a slide. You're immediately tickled.
I'm with you.
Before you go down a much bigger slide and you dance. They dance down a slide into the jars. They just kind of blah, 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 into the jars. And then you have, and they like stick out of the jars. They're hanging out of the top. But that's when the journey gets dark and they meet the mallet man.
What's the mallet man?
The mallet man is the guy responsible for taking a mallet and popping the pickles into the jar.
How does he not break the jars?
It's a certain skill set.
Feathery touch.
Man.
Part of the interview.
I want him to go with me to Adventure Landing and play whack-a-mole.
Oh, yeah, the dude that I saw would have the high score any day of the week.
I bet.
That guy just takes out his life's frustrations on top of Mount Olive pickle jars. So if you the next time you get a jar, open it up. And look at the top and see if the pickle is slightly smashed. You'll know it got a visit from the mallet man.
Oh, man.
So kind of like the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta, is this a place that we can visit? Or do you have to get, you know what I'm
Good
saying,
question.
Like a special group designation?
You need to reach out because they have it. There's a,
but not like they're doing group tours on a regular basis.
No,
that's
no,
what
no,
I'm
no,
asking.
That's not like the Bush's Beans Factory.
There's a gate controlled by
gotcha.
That's watched over by a security
the
guard.
The pickle gatekeeper.
The pickle keeper.
The pickle keeper. There we go.
Yeah,
he's on
have
Pickle Patrol.
Yes, he's on Team Pickle Patrol.
Yeah, you got to make sure that you either have set up something in advance or maybe have a good bribe and a manila envelope. Either one will probably get you in.
All right, Brian. Well, thank you for story time. I know Brian was very excited to tell this story today because of his enthusiasm he had.
Oh, so fun.
Tell him whenever you can, where you can see your show.
Oh, yeah. So the Pickle Fest is this weekend on Saturday where 50,000 people will go into the small town of Mount Olive, population 2. And the episode will air on Friday, 5:55 on WREL.
Look at that. Brian Macon moves. It's like the updated version of Tar Heel Traveler, which, of course, has been on forever. So speaking of Mount Olive Pickle Company, which is the place of pickles in our country, when did you go someplace much like that or the Bush's Baked Beans place or the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta, Georgia, where you're like, man, I am so glad I got to experience this? 919-860-1015. Brian, this is going out to you.
Pickles, pickles. I like pickles. Won't you give me a pickle?
Yeah.
Won't you give me a pickle?
Oh,
that's Brian. Satisfying.
That's Brian taking a bite of mashed potatoes. It somehow still sounds
loudest
like that.
Loudest eater ever.
Still somehow Stronger. Sounds like that. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5.
Bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Train to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.